Can of what?
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, don't tase me, bro.
Oh, brother. don't mess with the Lancaster County deputies.
You wouldn't want to normally anyway. No.
Don't be doing anything. Would get you tased.
No, that's probably good advice.
Yes.
Because they don't just use them indiscriminately.
Absolutely not.
If they need to. So actually, they wear out after about 4 or 5 years, so they need some new ones.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Friday, and you got your snow day planned?
Work?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, Bruce is a cook, and I know how Tammy is, my wife Tammy. Days like this, you know you're going to maybe have a big snow, and maybe you're going to not get outside, so maybe you cook up a big pot of chili for this evening.
Yep, your chili suggestion resonated big, and I'm thinking maybe chocolate chip cookies, too.
Ooh, how about wild rice soup?
Yeah, wild rice soup. That'd be good. Even better than chili.
There you go.
All right.
What about you?
Wild rice. I'll be having a salted nut roll on a plane and a bottle of water. We're traveling out. The Blue Jays got to take off for a big game for them. And Valentine's Day, national television audience. It'll be a lot of fun.
I got a feeling, 2000, 2001, you were saying, since the last win there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a long time.
That one's going over.
Is there anybody out there where this Valentine's Day, every year it's gotten littler and littler, and now it's just like, so what?
I'm not sure that everybody shares that sentiment. I don't.
I know florists out there don't want me to say that. So if you want to cheer me up, call your florist and have them send me some flowers. But
pandering for flowers?
Well, you write poems for him. He gets a hole in one. You write a poem. 25 years married. I never got a poem. And now Valentine's Day's coming up, and I'm not expecting. I'm expecting.
I'll tase you.
Yeah, there you go. For those of you who are new listeners, Bruce and Chris are married.
That's right. 25 years.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
And for the record, you're not big on Valentine's Day. That's a Hallmark holiday, basically, is what.
No, but I didn't think he was big on poems either until he wrote one for your. He actually wrote one for you.
I got a hole in one, my first and only hole in one of my entire life this summer.
You got a poem.
And my friend Bruce wrote not a poem. An ode.
An ode.
Which is different.
Yes.
So you don't want him to write you an ode.
He never wrote me anything.
An ode to Chris.
Oh, except
go pick up some milk at that store.
Oh, wow.
Give me the receipts.
Bitter.
Excuse me. I'll
bitter.
Well, he writes you an ode. No, I'm not. I'm very happy. I'm glad you have a close relationship.
Crawl in my hole that I'm digging here under the board.
I'm glad you have a close relationship.
Men should bond. It's good.
Scott's closer to Bruce than I am.
It's true.
He writes him an ode. He never wrote me an ode.
No.
Coming up on 11 minutes after 8 o'clock here. What's coming up this hour?
Father Thomas Dubé, deep conversion, deep prayer.
But before that, of course, our highly anticipated movie reviews. Yes.
Yep, they're back.
Is it a good weekend?
So-so.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we're not going to review. Friday the 13th.
No.
Let's tase that one.
There you go. We'll get a taser sound effect.
Oh, yeah. Who needs
and
that
And isn't
garbage?
This, now help me, and I don't go to movies like ever, but I mean, this is kind of a slow time of year, isn't
it?
They don't really release.
Not much.
Yeah, they're waiting on the summer blockbusters and all that.
Yeah, and none of the, except for maybe Slumdog Millionaire, which Deacon James Keating said he actually really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
With its Bollywood ending. Actually, that's a Bollywood ending. It's great. But all the other films, dark.
Yeah, not kind of,
okay.
It says a lot. Frost Nixon, I don't know.
Winter Doldrums.
Okay.